The Greatest Salesman in the World. Author, Og Mandino. Why it is a business classic. The Greatest Salesman in the World is one of the bestsellers from Og Mandino. The book, just like many other inspirational works that he's done, is an outstanding story that leads a person through an interesting story that has great lessons. In this inspirational book, he combines great skills of storytelling with inspirational messages. In the book, he blended real-life experiences that he learned from W. Clement Stone, who he regarded as a great salesman who blended love, compassion, and outstanding salesman skills. Hafid's retirement. Hafid had decided to retire from his business as a salesman and decided to give out all his wealth, only remaining with what is needed for a comfortable life. He transferred his emporiums to the ownership of the managers and rewarded each one of them with 5,000 gold talents for their loyalty. The scrolls were Hafid's greatest treasures. The first scroll contained teachings on how to learn from the writings on other scrolls. These scrolls contained principles and laws that if mastered would make one a successful salesperson. Hafid had studied the principles and created numerous wealth as a salesperson. He decided to give away his wealth, as he felt that it was not a need for him to be happy, content, and at peace. Hafid made Erasmus promise to stay with him until such a time when he would pass on the scrolls to him and fulfill his promise to make him a master in the art of sales. Earning the scrolls. He was the camel boy for Pathros of Palmyra. Hafid had requested if he would have the opportunity to become a seller. He explained to an infuriated Pathros that it was not a result of discontent with the role of tending to the animals in the caravan. On the contrary, it was a desire that he had to become successful. From the conversations he heard from Pathros, he had understood that anybody had the opportunity and capacity to sell a lot of goods within a short period. Pathros, the great merchant, was willing to mentor him to learn the principles of a successful merchant until he became one. The initial stage of the mentorship, Pathros warned him of the loneliness of the life of a salesman, who had to spend most of his time away from the family. He also talked to him about the difficulty of the job, as there were numerous challenges that one would face, prompting him to quit, but he didn't give up. The Chosen One. Pathros began narrating the story of his life. He began with the story of his privilege after saving a traveler from the East. The traveler was grateful and adopted him to his family. It was then that Pathros was introduced to the 10 scrolls. One of the scrolls contained the secret of learning, while others contained the principles to be successful in the art of learning. He was tutored on these principles for about a year before the cedar chest was handed to him. When he was given the chest, he was ordered to leave home to begin his life as a merchant. With him were the cedar chest which contained 50 gold pieces, a sealed letter, and the 10 scrolls. The letter instructed him to never share the secrets of the scrolls with anybody until the day he would find a special sign pointing out the person that was worth holding the secrets of the 10 scrolls. The Scrolls' Teachings. The scrolls were numbered and were required that they were read in order. The first scroll talked about new beginnings. A new day is compared to being born afresh in a vineyard. Therefore, during the day, one is required to pluck grapes from the best vines in the vineyard. It asserts that although many merchants fail in their business, he would not fail, as he had the wisdom of the greatest salesman in the land. The Principles. Through learning the principles, he would learn to be patient and learn from nature. Although life has many lessons, it would take an eternity to learn from all the lessons in life. It is for this reason that principles are formulated. The key to success is simply the formulation of good habits. In order to form the good habit of a salesman, one needed to study the principles with discipline. In the second scroll, the principle of love is taught. It teaches one how to show love through their words, actions, and relations. No matter how one treats you, it teaches to love them and react to all deeds with love. Love for self is also important, as it brings joy and peace to a person. The third scroll emphasizes on persistence. The level of persistence that a person has determines the success that they will have. No one is born in defeat. The journey to success is filled with many failures. For instance, in chopping down a great oak, one is required to strike the wood multiple times. Similarly, every day's effort is like a single strike to the oak. With time, success will come. The fourth scroll stipulates one as a great one. Your nature's greatest miracle. This is the statement that one needs to remember in order to perform activities with courage. Understanding that although we are all men and live as brothers, each one is unique, and there has never been such a man ever born before. Since you are unique, It is imperative that you accept that you have differences from other people. Be yourself and embrace your uniqueness. In the fifth scroll, one is encouraged to live every day to the fullest. As time goes, one may make mistakes. However, you should not waste time lamenting over yesterday's misfortunes, as time cannot turn back. Additionally, worries about the future should also not bother you. In living every day as your last, one is required to work hard to accomplish what they had for the day. In the sixth scroll, the salesman is taught how to master their emotions. When emotions are well mastered, it gives one the right mood to work, which in turn helps a business succeed. Mastering emotions is important, especially for a salesman whose life is filled with trials, challenges, and moments of despair. Mastered emotions also help one to live happily, as they seek to settle their troubles amicably every time, so that the joy in them is not depleted. The seventh scroll talks about the habit of laughter. Laughing is a unique action that is only for mankind. Laughter helps one remain happy. Through laughter, you are able to live for the moment, being happy for the joys of the present. One should never be too busy or too high and mighty to forget to laugh at themselves or the world. In the eighth scroll, the principle of multiplying every day is taught. In order to multiply a hundredfold, one needs to make goals. The goals should be daily tasks, weekly, monthly, and even yearly. You should choose to be the grain that is planted and grows to multiply. Keeping the discipline of the scrolls, this one teaches the importance of working towards a specific goal. In order to keep stock of how one is doing and how he advances towards where he wants to be. In the ninth scroll, one is taught the value of action. All the planning, setting goals and dreams are worthless without action. Acting promptly is the engine that runs and drives the plans and goals set by a person. No matter how challenging a task may be, the best time to do it is the present. Through action, a salesman is able to improve their value in the market. Therefore, if you wish to become the greatest salesman, you must always act. In the 10th scroll, one learns the basic laws of nature. No matter the religion one believes in, every person has the instinct of praying for help. Everybody has the ability to earn earthly materials. However, nobody's ever assured of the future or how to react in any situations. Formulating a prayer for guidance is important so that one is able to think through challenges and find the best solutions.